Welcome to our bikepaths.org audio synthesis series. In this session, we're exploring a framework from our systems archive entitled AI Optimized Logistics for an Independent 2026 Campaign. So, if you look back at the mid-20th century, American politics actually worked like a pretty decent operating system. People were aligned, the signal was clear, and the two-party duopoly acted as a fairly efficient consensus engine. But that era? It's over. By 2025, we saw something like 45% of adults identifying as independent. In the labs, we call this partisan de-alignment. What it really means is that the legacy hardware of the DNC and the RNC, the old party machines, is no longer capable of processing the data coming in from the country. The system is redlining. It's trying to force high-variety social energy into an outdated binary structure. And that's why the old OS is crashing. Now, this isn't just a political failure. It's a mechanical one. There's a principle in systems theory from a guy named Stafford Beer called requisite variety. The core idea is simple. A control system has to be at least as complex as the environment it's trying to manage. If the environment, us, the society, is high variety, and the controller, the two parties, is low variety, you get a coordination collapse, gridlock, decay. The duopoly is a single point of failure. So, what's the 2026 fix? We have to stop thinking about a candidate as a boss and start seeing them as a front-end display layer. In this model, the candidate is just a high-bandwidth interface for the national plurality. We don't guess what people want using slow human polling. We use an OSINT diagnostic. Open-source intelligence. We let AI parse the public record to find the segments where the independent base is already in resonance. We find a voice people already recognize, and we plug that signal into the underlying majority. The actual war is won through logistics. We replace the heavy party machines with a lean AI-managed fusion center. A modern system automates resource allocation. It monitors competitive spending through financial intelligence, FININT, and it maps the physical energy on the ground with geospatial signals. We don't need middle managers, we need math. Agility beats bureaucracy every single time. Money is just fuel. When you pair adequate capital with optimized logistics, the institutional advantage of the old parties just evaporates. You don't need a party gatekeeper to reach people anymore. You can deploy capital directly into high-resonance environments with surgical precision. It's a direct feedback loop between the candidate and the voter. Ultimately, we need a hardware patch for the country itself, proportional representation. The winner-take-all model is just a mechanical blockage that discards the views of the majority. If we switch to multi-member districts, we get the structural redundancy we need for a modern democracy. We have to upgrade the operating system. Systems evolve, or they fail. And a high-quality life for everyone starts with high-quality hardware. Once again, thank you for listening in today. If this topic resonated with you, you can find the complete technical breakdown for this and related analysis at our bikepaths.org website. Look for the systems section or search for the keywords politics, logistics, OSINT. The title for today's session was AI Optimized Logistics for an Independent 2026 Campaign. Until next time.